We were so far down into debt, they practically had to pump air to us and talk to us by radio. My wife had required treatment at Mayo Clinic, and my daughter had undergone 2 eye operations. These added bills, plus other items for $300 we hadn't planned on, had taxed our faith and salary to the limit. And with 3 active growing kids, there was the usual round of school clothes, shoes, dental bills, and whatever. After praying about the problem for some time, my wife and I sat down for a talk. What were we going to do about it? Virginia, I said, there's only one thing I know to do. Increase our giving to the Lord's work. We did, and within a matter of weeks, we were out of debt. We received some totally unexpected income, and once again, the statement of Jesus was reinforced in our lives, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, withal it shall be measured to you again." God has supplied abundantly, and it is true, you can't outgive God. The Bible gives clear, down-to-earth guidelines regarding giving. In 2 Corinthians 9, the Apostle Paul has a great deal to say about the subject. In verses 6 and 7, he says this, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." The first principle he lays down is that we should give bountifully. The reason he gives is that you will reap in proportion to what you sow. The second principle the Apostle Paul mentions is that we should give purposefully, deliberately, with a plan. We should think through on our financial situation and determine where we want to begin our giving to the Lord. Like any other grace, this one must develop and mature as we develop and mature in our faith and walk with God. A good place to start, of course, is with the tithe of 10%. Using that as a base, let the Lord broaden and increase it as He will. As our faith grows, we will increase our giving. A strong giving program cannot be built on weak legs of faith. We should determine before the Lord where our giving shall be directed. Deliberate, purposeful giving is a must. The third principle is to give freely. We know we can't go wrong doing that which pleases God. Think of John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God gave freely out of His love for us. To follow His example in any area of life is sure to be a blessing. Giving is no exception. Of course, to give because we feel we must, to give grudgingly, to give out of necessity, is of little value. A cheerful heart must accompany money to speed it on its way under the blessing of God. That's why each of us must keep in close fellowship with the Lord Himself in order that He might lead us in our giving, that our giving might reflect His great gift to us. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich. May God bless you as you grow in the grace of giving to the Lord.